Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvater.
Welcome back to the Soar to Success podcast, where once a month we interview our featured expert who's on the cover of our Soar to Success magazine that month. Today, my guest is Deborah Rees, RN, MSN, and a holistic health coach. She's not only an author, speaker, and coach, but a fabulous and fun NIA instructor. Welcome to the show, Deb. I can't wait for our listeners to get to know you.
Thank you.
So tell our audience what you do, and more importantly, the why you do it.
Well, I provide client-specific holistic health programs. And this is something where I will meet with a person one-on-one, and we review what their goals are and how to come up with a wellness plan. So things that we might look at are things they're doing in their current lifestyle. What's their current diet? What's their exercise look like? What's their stressors in their life? And then we look at some other modalities or give them some options that they can slowly integrate at their pace for a whole wellness plan.
So is that what you would consider a holistic health assessment that you do first?
Yes. We start with the holistic health assessment, those items that I mentioned like diet and fitness, the stressors, and then move into the plan itself, meeting their specific goals, and then looking at, I always like to include interventions or modalities that I think that the person can include in their life that are stress reducing.
Okay, that sounds awesome. So tell us how you got started and what led you to this profession.
Well, as a nurse, I had been working, of course, in the clinical setting and had seen, you know, the many wonders that modern medicine can do and the procedures, the diagnostics. But I felt like, for me, I felt like something was missing. And I remember waking up or just kind of waking up one day and like, something's missing here. You know, what is it? And for me, it was really looking at that whole person. You know, I thought we're doing really good doing the physical, but we're missing that whole piece, the emotional, mental, spiritual aspect of who we all are. And so as you start to put that out, or as I started to ask that question, that's when other doors started to open up.
Yeah, wow. So how long have you been doing this?
I have been doing this since 1995.
Wow.
When I first got involved, yes.
Fabulous. So that must have been just when people were starting to talk about body, mind, and spirit integration as far as healing goes.
Yes. In fact, it was a little bit weird, I guess. We were seeing a little bit kind of, you know, weird in the very beginning. But it's interesting through the years and some of the scientific research that's also behind many of these therapies and some of the holistic practices, that it's becoming a greater awareness, and we're seeing now that organizations, institutions are actually wanting to include these types of therapies and this type of plan into their settings.
Yeah, so once they see results and how it all works together, then it's easier to accept.
Right,
than when
right.
We first start
Absolutely.
Hearing about the woo-woo stuff, yeah. So tell us what you enjoy the most about what you do.
Well, I think the most is actually once I start working with somebody and sometimes, you know, they're coming into the session unknown what to expect, and then to see the relaxation and to hear their outcomes and the benefits that they feel, I think that's what I really enjoy the most.
Mm-hmm. And you work with some people who are really sick, like cancer
patients, correct? Yeah. I work with, primarily in the organizational setting, I work with cancer patients and doing these therapies, and that's been a real benefit to see how they can incorporate some of these supportive therapies into their plan for wellness and health.
Mm-hmm. There's a place here in Toledo called the Victory Center that a lot of our listeners from other cities probably don't know about, but why don't you just tell us a little bit about how you are able to help people when they come, and what is the Victory Center?
The Victory Center is a community center that offers services for people who are going through cancer treatment. So it is for the patient or the person themselves. And so the services they might provide are like one-on-one services like massage or energy work like healing touch or reflexology. But then they do also offer classes like aromatherapy. They offer support groups. So they just have a variety of services, and they're all free,
yeah.
Free services. So it's very, very nice. And it is something that I do provide services within that institution, mm-hmm. or that organization as well.
There is a fantastic video on your website,
yes,
that
yes,
features
thank you,
you and the work that you do there. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that we include a link for that so that people can
awesome.
Go and see about that.
Perfect.
So tell us what your vision is for your own company. I know you do work for some institutions and you have your own business as well. So tell me what you are hoping for the future.
Well, I really would hope that more people take advantage of how a holistic assessment and consultation can actually be beneficial for them. But even greater, where I'd like to expand my vision, actually, I feel is more taking this into healthcare organizations. So, and I have started to do that. What I find is that healthcare providers really like this kind of work, but oftentimes don't see how they can integrate it into their everyday practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that exciting to really identify, okay, let's take these tools that we've learned and these assessment pieces kind of from a different perspective, and let's integrate it into the with the patients we're working with or the residents, depending on the organization, and really looking at the benefits and the outcomes that can be achieved with our whole group, with groups mm-hmm. of people.
So it sounds kind of like train the trainer?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's a good way of putting it,
mm-hmm.
train the trainer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So let's turn to a business people for a second, because
okay.
there's an awful lot of our sort of success readers who are owners of businesses. And
mm-hmm.
as an owner of a business myself, I know that we can get very overwhelmed and we forget about self-care.
Yeah.
So what would be your best advice to a busy either professional or business owner to sort of get themselves on the right track for their health?
Well, I absolutely would suggest a holistic health consultation.
Oh, I wonder why.
And I think what we would look at, we would absolutely look at identifying those options that are going to best fit in your specific lifestyle. But we really want to look at a balance between what is your nutrition, what's your diet. We want to look at how are we balancing out rest and sleep. That's very important in health and wellness. We want to look at exercise, and exercise doesn't have to be the aerobic weightlifting, all that. It can be gentle stretching. It can be walking. And we also, the fourth piece we want to look at are what are your stress management tools. So really integrating some type of a relaxation therapy technique that's consistent in your plan.
So examples of that would be like meditation. Is that
could
what you
be meditation?
Mean?
It could be breathing, imagery, visualization. There's many, even walking. People might walk their dog, and mm-hmm. that might be their stress manager. So, but just so you're doing it consistently.
And I've read some places where people are saying even just 10 minutes to start with is
absolutely.
Better than nothing.
Absolutely, and that's what we discuss in the consultation is what fits for your schedule. And for some people, it might be 5 or 10 minutes. That's all I can give. That's great. We want to at least start with something, and then we will build depending on what your goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll, you know, look at each person is individual, but we want a balance of those parameters, of those four parameters.
Yeah, that sounds great. One thing that I always ask all of the people that we interview is what are three traits that you see in the people that surround you, other successful people, mm-hmm. business owners? What are three traits that you think are necessary for someone to have in order to really soar to success?
I think one of the first traits is to focus, to have your focus on what is your goal, what is your vision, and to stay on track. It's so easy to get off path, at least for me. And so some of my mentors have really helped me to stay reminding and to be aware of what is my focus, and stay with that, and just and to stay true to that, stay on target. I think the second trait would be determination. Mm-hmm. And I, again, hearing some other leaders in this that I've been following, you know, you are having your ups and you will have ups and downs. And absolutely, I have felt that. You probably mm-hmm. have had that. You know, mm-hmm. we've had our good things, and there's been the things that just haven't been so good. But I think the determination is how long is it before you get back up and going again. So I think that determination keeps you moving forward. Mm-hmm. So the focus, determination, and I would say the third trait would be balance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to work, but I think you really have to have a balance of fun, play, enjoyment, fulfillment. As one of my mentors said to me early on when I was getting involved in this, if you're not being filled, how can you give? Mm-hmm. So if we are in that place of giving, and many of us are doing that in our businesses, then making sure we are doing something that's keeping us filled.
Mm-hmm. Those are great pieces of advice. I think all of us, I know some of those were right for me. I have had an opportunity to experience your great work, and one of the things that I love that you do is Nia. Can you talk just a minute about Nia?
Yes, it's one of my favorite exercise programs, and it's we call it a fusion fitness program because it's a blend of elements from the martial arts, the healing arts like yoga, and the dance arts like jazz. But it's putting it all together in a very gentle way that's gentle on the joints, easy to follow. There's different levels you can do, and basically the whole idea is body awareness and body sensation. So it's not how much can I do, how fast can I do, but what feels pleasurable to my body and not keeping up with anybody else. So, and we do some fun music, and that's one of our goals. Got to have fun. So enjoy it.
And essential oils is another thing that you incorporate into your practice. How did you get started doing that, and how meaningful is that to you as far as helping people?
Yes, essential oils, I believe they're a big part of my everyday wellness, and that's a major piece of what I will include or at least provide as an option for people I'm working with. But I really feel very strong because these are beside our hands and plants were the first medicine. Mm-hmm. And really that's what many people are looking back at, some of the old practices. And there's a lot with safety, though, and how to do and how to use the oils and using them safely as well as, you know, for the benefits of what you might be working with, if it's something physical, emotional, but, you know, it's looking at all of that together. And I've been involved with essential oils since about 2000, so, you know, for over 15 years. And I'm feeling much more comfortable. I'm certified as a clinical aromatherapist, and I teach across the world about how to do and use oils, not only for yourself, but also in the clinical or in structures like or organizations.
Mm-hmm. So for people who have chronic issues or mm-hmm. somebody that has cancer, do you mm-hmm. use the oils with
yes.
them too?
Yes, these are great. They're great for a general wellness plan if you want just for balance and overall energy, or if you're dealing with a condition like cancer or chronic pain, we can look at how do we want to integrate the oils or other products, other maybe supplements, how do we want to integrate that within your current treatment plan to mm-hmm. help you stay in balance and just help you stay at your best energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's fantastic. So why don't you tell us what you love the best about your life right now?
What I really love living, doing, and sharing a holistic lifestyle. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? What can that be? And modeling that behavior. That's really what it's all about for me.
Mm-hmm. How can people reach you?
They can reach me best ways on my website, and that's www.deborahreis.com. So it's my first and last name.com. And my email and my phone number are both on my website.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being with us. It was really great to hear your insights, and I'm sure that you gave everybody something to think about related to balance.
Yay, good.
So thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I wish you great success in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com. And subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.